no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since Mom and I ain't together, because it's raining all the time, all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. I can't keep my poor self together, because I'm worried all the time, all the time. Because I'm worried all the time. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. But if he stays away, a rocking chair will get me. But all I do is pray that the Lord above let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather. Says my man and I. All the time, all the time. Oh, it's raining, baby, all the time. Oh, since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. But if he stays away, the rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray, ever love, let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather. Says my man and I.
Me.
everybody here. In his hands he got everybody here. In his hands he got everybody here. In his hands he got the in prayer. You can't live without prayer. We don't tell God what to do. We never pray unless we need something and we beg in God. But we should thank him sometime. The more you thank him and appreciate him, the more he'll do for you. We should not ignore God. We should realize and know that is a God. It wasn't for God, it wasn't these beautiful trees with here. One for God, we wouldn't have all these lovely lights around here. One for God, we wouldn't have the beautiful green grass that we have today. One for God, we wouldn't have the birds in the air singing little chirp songs. The Bible tells me without me, you can't do nothing. And I ain't got no better sense than to believe it. And the main thing is what you do, everything you do, do it in the name of Jesus, and ask God to go with you everywhere you go. When you're riding down, up and down the highways, ask the Lord to ride with you. He'll protect you. When you're lying on your sick bed, you say, Lord, please cool my fevered tongue, ease my aching body. He'll do it. He says, I am your mother, I am your father, I am your sister, and I am your brother. And I'm he, I'm first, and I'm last. And I'm Alpha, I'm Omega. You can believe me, ladies and gentlemen, but it's never God say that's true. Read in Revelation anywhere in the Bible, from beginning to the end, and see, so the world was God, and God was the world. The world means God. And another thing, God ain't nothing but a great big bundle of love. A four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love, you must love. If you can't love, you can't reach the kingdom. He says, love everybody. Love me just like I love you. And I think that's what we should do. We should get self out of the way. Get self out of the way. Get animosity out of our hearts and love everybody. God is a momentary God. He's not a sometime God. So I do think the day is Memorial Day, and we should live that way. Not one day, but every day. Don't have no special holidays. Every day is a holiday, especially when you wake up in the morning and see the beautiful sunshine. Because we don't know when God's going to call us home, none of us. And I want to say that I didn't think this time last year I would be here, but thank God I'm here. Now I'm pushing on my 81 year. 28th of August, I'll be 81. God's been good to me. I haven't been so good to him. We should realize and know that we treat God so cruel, but he don't treat us cruel. He's better to us than we are to ourselves. Get back some time and talk to yourself and say, Lord, what have I done? Lord, forgive me. And when you say that and from your heart, say, Lord, have mercy. You can feel, look like you can feel a little wheel. Thank you, Jesus. Turn in your heart. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child. He reaches his arms out and crushes you. Say, come in. Come in. Come on as is. God don't care how you come. Just come to him. And say, Lord, use me. God will use you. He will really use you. And he'll teach you things that you have never thought you would ever know in your life, because he's taught me something I never would have known. But I dare you to claim Jesus. I dare you to own God. I dare you. You would be surprised to know that how much younger you could look, how many old age scars you can take off him, and how many years he can add to you. All you got to do is to serve him and treat him right. Love him. Oh, children, it's so sweet to love. Just love, love, pure, just love. Just love from the heart. Don't say, I love him, turn your head off, turn your nose up. Just love. Don't turn your nose up at nobody. Because God made us all. We didn't make ourselves. He made us all. So I'm going to try to do for you, God bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the light when the light shines above. Through the mountain and the prairie and the ocean white with foam.
This is her first folk festival, and we really hope she'll be back again. We have a couple more songs.
Thank you. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, away into blood. Oh, when the saints was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. Thank you, Jesus. Was blind, but now I see. Through men a dangerous toil was laying on a deathbed. Thank you, Jesus. 1955. And she was passing. She looked up to me and she said to me, Mary, you're my only child, my baby girl. I'm fixing to leave you now. I'm going home. But I want you to know, don't worry about me. Grace got me. I'm wrapped up in grace. And I want to sleep in the arms of Jesus and his grace. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know when you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus and in God's grace. You that have a mother, you don't know what it is and how it hurts to look down on your mother when she's telling you she's leaving you. You got got to take and plant and walk and leave her back out in the ground. When you've lost your mother, my dear hearts, God knows you've lost a jewel. You've lost everything you ever had. Because your mother's going to do for you what nobody else won't. She's going to see that you have shoes on your feet. She's going to see that you have a dress on your back. She's going to see that you have food to eat. I can remember me and my two brothers, my one sister. God, all of them are gone but me. My mother didn't have one little piece of bacon about this big. A whole cake of bread. Y'all know a whole cake of bread about like this. My mother would sit us around on the floor. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me right now, Jesus. My mother would cut that piece of whole cake bread in four little parts. And she would fry that meat and give each one a piece of this meat. And she would sit there and watch us eat. And she would drink a cup of coffee. And she said, look up. She said, one day, God's going to take care of you. He's going to let you all be young women and young men. But remember grace. Remember, I don't know where your dad is, but the grace of God has let me spare my life to see you all grow up. I'm asking him every day to let me live to see you all get up after other person's footstep. So you won't have to be mistreated. You won't have to be abused. Ladies and gentlemen, it's mighty bad thing to be away from home. Nobody to go with you. Nobody to talk to you. Nothing. I'm a coal miner's daughter. I'm a real coal miner's daughter. I was born and raised in West Virginia where nothing but coal mines. All of my families died with the black lung. I just lost my last brother in September with black lung. I can tell you all about the coal mine, but I can't tell them about them trees out there because I know nothing about them. But I want you to know, if you got a mother, treasure her. Because when she leaves you, baby, and you know she's not coming back, you think you won't miss her, but on down that line, you'll miss her. I miss my mother today. She's been gone a long time. And I miss her right now. Sometimes I just wish my mother's here with me right now. Oh, how happy I could be. See, these little children have mothers and fathers and they treat them so bad. Talk back to them. I never talk back to nobody in my life. It's that way today. It's yes, ma'am. It's no, ma'am. I can't stand a child say yes, what, no. It just kills me because I can't stand. I wasn't raised that way. And children, whatever you do, respect your mother and your father, especially your mother. Because, baby, when they pull in that ground, you got no more mother. You in bad shape. And I remember when she said this. Amazing grace. Yes, that saved a wretch like me. Mm-hmm.
Mary McLean. Mr. McLean has certainly filled this festival with the love of living and the love of the Lord. And could we also have a hand for Mr. Ron Riddle for accompaniment?
We want to thank the remarkable piano player, because that's what he was, and he did this impromptu. Perhaps some of you didn't hear us say that he's a musicologist and a folklorist, ethnic, whatever he is. He's like all of us. He's an authority, I'm sure, on folkways, and he teaches at New College down the road a piece. But he didn't learn to play the piano like that there. He played the piano crossing the Pacific back and forth. Cruise ships. Wouldn't it be fun to be on the cruise ship with him at the helm? My goodness. Let's give him and Mary another hand. We've already declared that Mary McLean and Ida are our state treasures and should be treasured, heard, preserved. Both of them. Mary is going on 81 and Ida is in her lively 70s. You can't beat that. Oh, we've had so much fun with them. Well, now we're going to have a little change of pace here. Now, before we change pace, let me look at what's going on around. I don't know whether there's anybody picking and singing down on the old marble stage right now or not. Larry Mangum is supposed to be there. And at 11 o'clock, the medicine show is due to be going full blast. And so those are two little gems that you can think about. I don't know whether the Azalea Gardens is too damp for L.J. Slavin. Is he there with his fiddle and hammered dulcimer workshop? And he's great. Don't forget that. So if you want to, you can stroll down there. And in the auditorium, where I'm sure very dry and cool, the slide tape program is now going on. What is folk life? And learned it back in the good old days, two of our very special things. And so, okay, let's welcome to the stage a group called Jubilee from Clearwater, young people.